My grandfather and uncle made a batch of bathtub gin one time back during Prohibition. And my mother says something, well, occasionally, if you ask her about it, will say something about it, but not much. It didn't turn out too good. Some people at home, I think, once made beer, but I don't hear anything about that. And there are some people at home who now make wine, since home wine making has become sort of a popular fad.
I see. Any of that you've mentioned, have you ever heard it called homebrew?
Yeah.
What specifically?
Just sort of referred to it as home brewing.
Yeah.
I think my mother referred to when my grandfather ran off the batch of bathtub gin as doing some home brewing. And I had an uncle who made wine before he died, and he would be kidded about home brewing, referring to his wine making. I don't know. I don't know if it smelled up the house. I think it tasted really awful. They wound up throwing most of the batch out.
I tried my hand at making wine one time. Turned out to be vinegar. Yeah. Yeah. This is the expression. If there's something in the kitchen cooking, you might say,
that sure does.
Smell good.
And this, stuff that I remember if I ask you this or not, but that people like to, if they have pancakes, they'll pour this on their pancakes.
The syrup.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Is there something like that, except maybe a little different? Do you distinguish between syrup and
molasses?
Yeah.
Well, we have cane syrup at home, and some people, I've never really understood what the difference between that and molasses is. And we got some molasses last year at the grocery store, my roommate and I did here at school, and I used it a couple of times and finally tasted it, and it tasted just like cane syrup from home.
Yeah, somehow I got the idea that molasses thicker or darker, richer, something like that. Have you ever heard any terms other than those things, other than syrup and molasses?
I don't think so.
Have you ever heard of short sweetener and long sweetener?
I've read about it, but I've never heard people refer to it as short sweetener and long sweetener.
Yeah. Yeah. Say, this expression, adjective really, say if I have belt that's made out of cowhide, I might say something like, well, now this is an imitation cowhide. This is
real leather or genuine leather.
Or, again, getting back to what you might say, put on biscuits when you're eating breakfast, you know, pour syrup on it. You might spread some
butter on it. And,
this stuff is made out of different fruits.
Oh, some jelly or some preserves.
What's the difference there?
Okay, jelly is made from the juice of the fruit. You take your fruit and you cook it with water and you get your jelly. Well, you get your juice. Then you make your jelly from that. You have to add sugar, and you say sure gel if it doesn't have enough natural pectin in it. The pectin is what makes it set up. And then you cook that and pour it into your hot jars and then seal it. And preserves are made with the actual fruit itself. We make pear preserves at home, and you take your pears and peel them and cut them up and put a lot of sugar on them, and then you just let them cook slowly for about 12-14 hours.
Mm-hmm.